If you have invited me over to your house to bless it, you know that this would be my gospel of choice. I always read the Gospel of Luke, the story of Martha and Mary. Why? Because they invited Jesus to their house, and they were the friends of Jesus. I believe that in Bethany today, there's a church staffed by the Franciscans called the Church of Friendship. They were the friends of Jesus. And Jesus was invited and went in. It was quite, how can I put it? It was not good for a man to be invited to the house of a woman, let alone two. That was socially unacceptable. And it was a strange family, let's be honest. No couples, no children, just siblings. In the Gospel of John, we find out that they had a brother, Lazarus, also a close friend of Jesus. So close that when Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, he broke down in tears. They were the friends of Jesus. How beautiful that we too are called to be friends of Jesus. Jesus said in John 15:15, easy to remember, I do not call you servants, I call you friends. We are invited to be the friends of Jesus and to imitate Martha and Mary. Invite him over. Come to my house. Not just to my house. Come to my heart. That's the difference between Martha and Mary. Martha invited Jesus into her home, but Mary invited him into her heart. She made time to listen to Jesus. She sat at Jesus' feet. Don't take this in a literal way. Sitting at the feet of someone is a code phrase for becoming a disciple of someone. For example, Paul says that he grew up at the feet of Gamaliel, the great scholar. He was a disciple of that scholar. Now, rabbis in those days would never accept a woman as a disciple. There were some tough lines going around in those days. Rabbis used to say, it's better to burn a Bible than placing it in the hands of a woman. It was a very patriarchal society, to put it mildly. And so Jesus breaks down all these barriers. He goes into the home of two women. He accepts Mary as a disciple. Somewhere else in the Gospel of Luke, we read that other women were also numbered among the disciples of Jesus. Mary Magdalene, Susanna, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa. So Jesus welcomed women, made them his disciples. And Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening. Remember that the attitude of listening is the key attitude in the Bible. The first and most important commandment that every Jewish person recites every day, Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, listen. The attitude of listening, of entering into a dialogue. I mean, that's what friends do. They really dialogue. They know each other. Yes, friends also invite for dinner. That's what Martha was doing. Friends also spend, you know, time that help out and so forth. But most of all, there is a communion between friends, an understanding, a deep, profound dialogue going on. And that's what Mary represents in today's gospel reading. Martha, she was anxious and worried about many things. Aren't we all anxious and worried about many things? She was, in other words, busy. That's the first word I learned in English. I'm busy. How often do we say it? Someone said that busy is an acronym for being under Satan's yoke. Actually, the National Institute of Mental Health has put out a study that says that we are stressed and anxious. Anxiety disorders now affect 18% of adult population in the U.S. about 50 million. And other mood disorders such as depression, bipolarism, affect 9.5%. In the year 2010, so almost 10 years ago, the anti-anxiety drug Xanax was prescribed in 1 year 46.3 million times. Martha was busy. How anxious and preoccupied. She was in a hurry, too much to do, and too little help. This made her angry at her sister, and most of all, led her to miss the opportunity to be with Christ, to let him into her heart. During the first homily, the inauguration homily of his pontificate in 1978, Saint Pope John Paul II delivered a message that would mark all his pontificate. He said, "Open wide the doors to Christ. Let him in. Enter into a relationship with him. Open wide the doors to Christ." I have a painting in my office representing, it's actually a three-dimensional figure that represents Jesus knocking at the door. It's taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, where Jesus says, "I'm standing at the door knocking. If you listen, if you hear me and open, I will come in and feast with you and you with me." It's an attitude of hospitality. We see that also in the first reading. Excuse me. Abraham sees three strangers and goes out of his way to invite them. He says, "Mi casa, su casa." Well, he says, "My tent, your tent." And he washes their feet, gives them food. Excuse me. The attitude of hospitality. I would suggest that that's what we need more today, instead of hostility. Hospitality, not hostility. Hospitality toward God, toward Jesus, entering into relationship with him, becoming his friends, and hospitality towards each other, welcoming each other. We are not each other's enemies. Here at Resurrection, we have a slogan, serving others, by serving others, we're serving God. Let me tweak it today and say, by welcoming each other, we welcome God. Let's become more and more a welcoming community, a community of friends of Jesus. You know, that family, so strange, only siblings, two sisters, a brother, friends of Jesus, that's the definition of the church. Who is the church? A group of brothers and sisters who are brought together, kept together by friendship with Jesus. So let's today focus on this virtue. It's one of the works of mercy, by the way. Hospitality versus hostility.